Hello, welcome back. This is episode 130, how about four, of the Laracast Snippet. The topic of conversation today is a pet peeve of mine, treating developers like children. And if you hear this and you think, what are you talking about? It actually exists very much in the PHP world. But isn't it funny when you think about it? Whether you predominantly use Ruby or Python or PHP or Java, the general landscape and the community, they're just vastly different from one another. So yeah, in the PHP world, I've been seeing this a lot, especially in the last two, maybe 3 years. This idea that we need to protect developers from themselves, because if they're left to their own devices, who knows what kind of crazy code they're going to write, and they're going to ruin everything. So instead, we need to almost act like the mommy and daddy for them and protect them from themselves. And we see this a lot with some tooling, where even like the creator of a particular tool or a library will say something along the lines of, we've decided to not allow you to do this particular task because that, yeah, that's going to lead you to terrible, bad code, and we can't allow that. So we will restrict you from doing it entirely. And think how this mindset is very different from something like the Ruby world. In the Ruby world, the mindset is just completely different. It couldn't be more opposite than it is in PHP. Yeah, for Ruby, the idea is, here's some rope, do whatever you want with it. Now, it's possible you could hang yourself with that rope, so be thoughtful, but do whatever you want. That's the mindset. Or if we use this common analogy of a knife, Ruby recommends really sharp knives. And if you're not careful, you can cut yourself with it. But you know what? If you are careful, you can do some pretty cool, crazy, awesome things with it. But yeah, then if we creep back over to the PHP world, very different. We need to protect the little developers. I don't know about you, but whenever I hear that, it rubs me wrong. I always want to say, what are you talking about? We're all adults here. You don't need to protect me from myself. And you know what? If this does send me down the path to poor code, the best way for me to learn that is to go down that path. It's not to say, well, we're not going to allow you to do that because then it's going to blow up. No, the correct thing is let them do whatever they want. And if they go down that road and it doesn't work for them, they will have incredible life experience to teach them otherwise. But yeah, it's not up to you if you create a tool or a library or a framework. It's not up to you to teach them the right way. Because you know what? That brings this assumption that you know what the right way is. You know what proper code is. And as we've established over years and years, that simply is not the case. So what you think is proper code is probably proper code as it exists in 2016, but not just that, as it exists in 2016, according to one small faction of people. So what you're saying is you're going to take this idea that not everyone subscribes to, and you're going to enforce it upon all users of your tool or whatever it might be. And the reason is why? Because it's good for them. Give me a break. And we see this all the time. We see this when on Twitter, when you see people label every possible practice or technique as dangerous. Oh, you don't want to do that because it's dangerous, quote unquote. Give me a break. Or they'll say, well, yeah, that technique, people can abuse it. And trust me, I've had to look at these code bases. So it's true, the proper response is to ban this entirely. No, it's not. I mean, come on. Seriously? Think about it like this. It's not the salt that ruins the dish. It's the chef. So yes, if you enter a project that is just a complete mess, yeah, you can point to it and say, well, we need to ban them from doing this and this and this. Or are we dealing with the reality that the people who built this project simply need a bit more experience? And you don't provide that to them by banning the salt or banning the sharp knives. Really, it's sad that we even have to have this conversation. And maybe it does come from a place of goodness. I have no doubt that it does. People want to help and guide you towards proper code. But do we really want to be that community where we're just constantly banning things and disallowing things because we know what's good for you? Is that really the kind of community we want? Or do we want one that says, yeah, here's the salt, here's the sharp knives, here's the rope. Do whatever you want with it. You can do amazing things. Just be thoughtful, because if you're not careful, you can hang yourself or you can cut yourself. But do we want to ban those altogether? Of course not. Why are we even having this conversation?